The president just blew the candle out. Now Mrs. Reagan is handing him a birthday card. The entire nature of this miniature press conference seems to have changed.
See, you don't have to share that, Lou. Look what's there.
It's from Tip O'Neill. Something's coming out of it.
It's got football bladders in it, blown
and
up.
There seems to be another cake
brought in. No, I said the cake.
Someone said something about Tip O'Neill.
Read it for us, Mr. President.
Well, it says, I love you, and it says, what more can I say? Happy birthday. And then it says, guess who? But she already just gave it away. Well, thank you very much.
Oh, that's all right.
The president is moving away from the podium, presumably after his birthday celebration. He's concluded his press conference, which took a somewhat unusual turn, to say the least. He and Mrs. Reagan are now standing behind a large cake, which apparently they're going to cut and distribute to the press corps.
Mr. President,
you can't tell what you wish because it won't come true.
While they cut the cake, why don't we sum up here briefly some of the high points before we got to the birthday celebrations. President Reagan clearly wanted to bring the press's attention to the drop in unemployment for January. That was the first drop in 18 months. And the president is clearly quite pleased. He called it one more sign that America is on the mend. He also was asked repeatedly whether or not he would be interested in new jobs programs, and he declared that the amount in the budget was sufficient to train and help those people who are out of work already. The levity in the briefing room is continuing, as you can hear, as the reporters make jokes while they eat their cake. To continue on our summary of some of the highlights of what the president had to say, he said he wasn't interested in new jobs programs. He was asked specifically about humanitarian aid for those who are out of work, out of food. He cited the programs that were in place already, and he said he thought that really nothing new was necessary. On another subject, he was asked about the third year of the tax cut. There has been some pressure on Capitol Hill to reconsider or possibly repeal this year's tax cut. He called that the worst thing in the world we could do, and he had a similar reaction to the suggestion that indexing might be ended. That's the protection that prevents taxpayers from being bumped into higher tax brackets by inflation. On the foreign policy front, he really wasn't asked very much. The major question there concerning the incident this week involving a U.S. Marine and an Israeli tank crew. He considers this a serious incident, obviously, but when asked how long the Marines would be in Lebanon, he said, I cannot set any timetable, suggesting that the best answer would be for all the troops there to go back to their own borders. This has been a CBS News special report, President Reagan's news conference, and as it turned out, birthday party. I'm Susan Spencer.
CBS News, I'm Richard C. Hottle.
Happy birthday, Mr. President. Happy birthday to you. How old are you?
And 2 days early.
A press conference with President Reagan at the White House turned into a surprise birthday party, with Mrs. Reagan supplying a cake for the president and the reporters 2 days before he is 72, as Mr. Reagan more or less tunefully pointed out. It was a lighthearted ending to a session that started on the upbeat with some good news on employment. Deborah Potter reports.
The decline in last month's unemployment rate to 10.4% was the first drop in 18 months, and the president came out beaming.
This dip in unemployment coming just after the word of higher retail sales, higher auto sales, and one more sign that America's on the mend. Confidence is returning, and with reason. And while we may see some ups and downs on the way to recovery, we're on the move now, and that's our best hope for more productive, lasting jobs.
Mr. Reagan said he would continue to study the possibility of creating new jobs by speeding up some government construction projects. But he said there are no plans for immediate relief in the form of emergency housing or food for the victims of the recession. The president again stood firm against any change in this year's scheduled 10% tax cut, saying that with recovery on the way, that would be the worst thing in the world we could do. Deborah Potter, CBS News, The White House.
Harold and Edna are about to enter the phone zone.
But we're a travel agency.
We need these phones.
But Mom and Dad, now you can buy brand new state-of-the-art business phones from Executone.
Bob Bell will erase our phone number.
And rip out our Yellow Pages ad.
No, now you're free to choose the best phone system. It's time to cut the cord and go with Executone.
Smart boy.
Well, back to college.
Want to go excursion or charter?
Executone, the nationwide business phone company. For more information, call 1-800-645-1111. A Contel company.
The Redskins whip the Dolphins in the Super Bowl, but NFL action isn't over yet. This Sunday, the top players gather in Hawaii for the annual Pro Bowl. I'm Dick Stockton, CBS Radio Sports. Join Jack Buck, Hank Stram, Brent Musburger, and me for all the action as the stars of the NFL go head-to-head in the Pro Bowl Sunday. 3:50 Eastern, 2:50 Central, 12:50 Pacific on most of the CBS Radio Network stations. It's something special.
Vice President George Bush is in Geneva today, where disarmament conferences of one sort or another have been in progress for decades. He spoke to the UN Committee on Disarmament, and he repeated President Reagan's proposal to come to grips with the nuclear problem by banishing all medium-range nuclear missiles from Europe. But, said Bush, there is one central requirement for effective arms control.
We will insist that agreements must be verifiable. Otherwise, the parties cannot have confidence. The world cannot have confidence that all are abiding by the provisions of an agreement. And this is particularly important in the nuclear area, where we have proposed deep cuts in both the U.S. and the Soviet arsenal.
The Pennsylvania National Guard is on standby alert. After another night of attacks on truck drivers, Governor Dick Thornburgh says he may have to use troops to reestablish peace on the state's highways. Truckers have dubbed one Pennsylvania road the combat zone. Nationwide, there have been some 500 shootings since the strike began on Monday, with three more drivers wounded by snipers earlier today. A little bit of the rising sun is glistening in space today. Japan has successfully launched its first communication satellite. Back on the ground, Japanese politicians and businessmen are reacting angrily to American charges that unfair government subsidies have made it possible for Japan to dominate the world market in computer memory parts. Stocks and other news after this.
Hi, I'm George Allen, chairman of the President's Council on Physical Fitness and Sports. When was the last time you were in top physical shape? Remember how it felt? You had lots of energy, you looked great, you really felt great about yourself. It's not too late to feel that way again. Daily exercise takes a little perspiration, but lots of determination. You can do it, and we can help. Right, Fitness, Washington, D.C. Remember, fitness is for everyone, for life.
The world of business affects all our daily lives, mergers, price increases, new banking regulations. I'm Frank Setapani, CBS News. I'll keep you on top of the business news on Business Update, 4 live reports each weekday. And for a daily wrap-up at the close of the day, listen for Doug Poling with Today in Business. We keep you on the inside track with financial news you need to know. Business Update and Today in Business on most of these CBS radio network stations. Both something special.
A senior official in Israel's foreign ministry says the United States should apologize for the way a Marine captain blocked three Israeli tanks in Beirut on Wednesday. The official says the Israeli embassy in Washington plans to complain to the State and Defense Departments. President Reagan said this morning at his press conference that Marine Captain Johnson had done the right thing. On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones average is down 0.09. Volume on the big board, 36,930,000 shares. The Dow Jones industrial average stands now at 1,064.57. Richard C. Hotelet, CBS News.